Blog Talk Radio.
Well, here we go, ladies and gentlemen, across the airwaves. It's that time again. It's Monday night, and madness is here. It's the Talk Geek with Tyler Brook podcast, live from Pearl River, New York. Yours truly, Mark Mancini, producing it from Los Angeles, 347-205-9631. We'll take your questions and everything. Catch the archive version on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports. Podcast platforms wherever you subscribe to podcasts, powered now by Mancini Media. So as I lay the red carpet down, put the podium in its place, hand off the mic, more of him, less of me. First of all, Tyler, how are you? Second of all, how can people get a hold of you? Third of all, you got a great guest coming through here as I man the boards for you.
Terrific. So as all y'all know, I'm Tyler Brook. My weekend was pretty good, actually. Can't complain. And I'm available if you want to reach out to me on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, email, which is TylerBrook111, all one word, all caps sensitive. And if you want to support the artist, please go to the Geek Talk with Tyler Patreon page and the Patreon page. And I'd like to take a moment to introduce my guest, James Celestin. James, thanks so much for swinging by today.
Thank you so much for having me, man.
Yeah, of course. So you want to talk about what you do, who you are, where people can reach you, et cetera, et cetera?
Well, you know, you can reach me. I'm on Facebook, James Celestin. Instagram, TheDarkKnight025. I have a podcast called the Sports Dudes Podcast, available where you can get all your podcast subscriptions. You can also, I also am independent artist. You can catch my singles, Can't Let Go, and Broken, all on Apple Music, Spotify, wherever you get your streaming services for that.
Terrific. Now, for those of you that didn't tune in last week, we spoke about the mess that is the DCEU, or better known as the DC Extended Universe. Now we're going to do a 180 and talk about Marvel's Phase 4. Is it good? So, to start off, James, what was the last Marvel movie you saw?
Marvel Phase 4. Wow. I'm going to be honest. I feel underwhelmed. I'm very underwhelmed with Marvel's Phase 4. I honestly thought that it would be better, but it left me a little bit empty. I mean, the shows are good. I mean, Loki was fine, and WandaVision was fine. No Way Home was great. I mean, Doctor Strange, Multiverse of Madness left a little bit to be desired. I mean, if you saw San Diego Comic-Con, the last part of Phase 4 is She-Hulk, which is coming out next month, and then Wakanda Forever, which is coming out later this year. That looks very interesting. So, but I felt a little underwhelmed overall with the Marvel Universe because you really thought that Phase 4 was going to be, like, awesome, but it just felt empty for me.
I mean, in their defense, they kind of wrote themselves into a corner after the whole Thanos snap. And I never really understood this at random. It doesn't make any sense. It's like, okay, so somebody's driving their car. They get snapped in half. They get snapped away by the Thanos snap. And then that car then kills more people. So he's basically killing more than half when you think about it.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, I get it, Tyler. I really do. But you still could have done more with Phase 4. You still could have done a little bit more with Multiverse of Madness. Like, you only went to, like, basically one universe. You had, like, a flip of infinite universe in, like, seconds. And that was also underwhelming.
It was. And I am now getting a question from Dale from New Rochelle. Any thoughts on Zack Snyder's Justice League trilogy? If you catch my last week's episode, DCEU, Justice League isn't what I was hoping it would be. I mean, it was great that he's trying to catch up to Marvel right now, but I think it's kind of underwhelming like they started off with somebody we a lot of non-DC fans really weren't familiar with. Honestly, if they wanted to do it right, I could have seen like just go freaking Super Friends. There. Like they wanted to get a Lex Luthor, Rod, and Cena, and all these other guys. I mean, would that have been too much to start out with? Probably, but it's something people were more familiar with. Like a lot of the villains we're seeing now in Marvel, a lot of the fans are more familiar with. Thanos, many Marvel fans are familiar with Thanos. Who else is another villain? Doc Ock. But that's like original. That's like back when I was a kid trilogy. And James, I'm going to ask you something. Is there any villain you're hoping to see for the MCU?
I kind of want to see, we are seeing Kraven the Hunter, so I was very curious with that. I was kind of curious to see the Beyonder. Kind of curious to see that. Like, I want to see, I also want to see Doctor Doom and how they're going to portray Doctor Doom in the MCU. Very intrigued how they're going to do that, I think. And I also want to see Mephisto. We were teased with Mephisto in WandaVision, and you got like little signs and hits of Mephisto. That's kind of the villain that I kind of want to see, and I'm sure a lot of people were hoping to see when, you know, with the idea of the multiverse could be existing. So I was hoping to see Mephisto.
Honestly, I'm actually hoping to see Kazon the Savage Lands get freaking Sauron as the villain. I mean, it was a nice break from what Marvel usually does. It's either space stuff or interdimensional stuff. Let's just go full Tarzan for an MCU movie. I mean, that would be pretty decent, don't you think, James?
I think so. I'm with you, Tyler. I agree with you on that. Like, I think that's kind of different from MCU standards, but it'd be unique. I'd be for it.
It would, and I'm actually getting a message from Ben from Clearwater, Florida. Love Doctor Strange, your podcast I really enjoy. Getting a lot of insight. Ben, thank you so much. I really appreciate the love. And funny I mentioned Sauron, that actually was your selection for my Tournament of Power episode that I come up.
Oh, that's great. That's fantastic. That is wonderful. That's really great, you know. Ben, good job, like, with that, you know, and also with Tyler's great work, he's fantastic. But I'm also curious with this, with, thinking with Doctor Strange, here's the one thing, here was the biggest thing I had a problem with. Why tease, like, you know, the Illuminati if they were just going to get killed in, like, a minute or so? Is the Illuminati supposed to be one of the more powerful groups in the Marvel Universe?
The better question is, why didn't they just frickin' Rick and Morty this shit, you know? It's like, oh, there's another universe where you died, but your kids are still alive. You want me to take you to that universe? Yeah, okay. And
I mean,
honestly,
that, like, that would have probably just ended the movie in, like, 30 minutes.
Yeah, and apologies if this sounds a little misogynistic, but it sounds like this whole movie happened because of something someone made up in her head.
I've seen the memes. Like, you know, like, oh, like, Wanda's getting upset for things she thought in the back of her head. Da, 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 da. But in reality is, though, is that it all started back in WandaVision. Actually, it all started if you go back to Infinity War, when basically Wanda had to watch her love die again twice, and she couldn't deal with the grief, and thus she created a world where, like, Vision's alive, and she has kids, and she lives in a sitcom world, and everyone's happy, and da-da-da-da. Like, this goes back to Wanda not being able to handle grief. And that's, like, I know I'm getting philosophical, but it's very tough when you're dealing with grief, or you're dealing with something very emotional, and let's you know, you gotta ask this. The ladies listening to this, how would you feel if you had to see your loved one die twice? So, in a sense, I don't blame Wanda.
In a sense, yeah. But the fact, have you seen her kill count? A whole bunch of monks at a monastery, the Illuminati. Hell, who knows how many more people she probably killed that we didn't see on screen. Just because of something that never even happened anyway.
I mean,
I'm not saying that she shouldn't have any feelings of remorse, but there's got to be a healthier way of dealing with it. And correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't Vision a robot?
Yes.
Okay, so how would them having kids be possible?
I mean, that part is true, but when he had the Mind Stone, I guess he had, like, human emotions and human abilities, so I guess that's kind of what happens.
Yeah, it gives you intelligence. It doesn't give you a pair of nuts so you can automatically have sex with something and then have kids.
Maybe Wanda kind of, you know, got the magic and then got Vision to have nuts and then, bam, kids.
I mean, that's a pretty messed up way to use reality-altering abilities, giving a robot testicles. And based on that logic, well, there wouldn't be any logic. The whole thing of being a robot is being logical. Once you have the human element in there, you kind of lose the logic.
Well, you also have to remember, too, like, you're dealing with someone who has magic, so all logic goes out the window.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest. I have no respect for magic. It's basically just science that has yet to be explained. Oh, how'd you get this $5 bill? Magic. Okay, but how are you able to walk across water? Magic. Okay, but how are you able to defeat... Bitch, it's magic. I never really have any respect for magic.
Well, in fairness, I mean, look at Scarlet Witch's counterpart in the DC. I mean, what's her name? Zatanna. She reads spells from a book, and then Blasto Blisto, and she reads it backwards, and it comes to life. And explain that.
Okay, yeah, I mean, it has some form of limit, so at least I can respect that even more. It's just bullshit for the sake of being bullshit. The frickin' Wanda.
I mean, if you have to think about it, a lot of the powers of the MCU are, I wouldn't say broken, but because the DC powers of Superman are quite broken, depending on which version you look at. But in the case of Wanda, I get it, but I guess they're finding out a way with, you know, dealing with a lot of magic. Because if you look through, like, you know, the Scarlet Witch, she's very powerful, and you're using a lot of magic. And if you look at Thanos' quest to get the Infinity Stones, each stone has a different type of magic. So magic is a lot used in the Marvel, a lot more than DC.
Is it magic, or is it just science that we can't comprehend, and we just slap the magic label on it?
So what, you're just thinking like, oh, science is too, like, worthy and too hard to explain. Just slap a magic sticker and be like, oh, magic, done. It cuts off the middle.
Oh, yeah, I think about it. In the Infinity War, we saw the making of, Stormbreaker. So that's basically Asgardian science, but by human standards, we can't explain it and just therefore call it magic. And I'm receiving a notification from Eric from Independence Missouri. Wonder Woman versus Batman versus Superman would be great. It would, assuming how well it's executed. And if you're going to catch my Tournament of Power episode, I'm going to tell you, fights depend on many different factors, including location. You have, like, say, I know this is a Marvel episode, but if we have, like, freaking Joker versus Aquaman in the middle of the Sahara Desert, Joker's going to win. Because Aquaman's powers work against water. So if we get, like, I don't know, if Batman, Wonder Woman, and Superman fight in an area with a lot of kryptonite or a lot of magic, Superman's not going to last long because those are two of his biggest weaknesses. So let's just say if it takes place in New York, Batman has a shit ton of prepare time, and Wonder Woman has her sword and shield and everything, it could turn out to be a good fight. And I have seen it executed well before, but never in the live action aspect or the animation aspect. But DC does that well. But
before you get onto your question, I like to rebut Batman's time. I do believe that there is one person. There are a few people in the Marvel universe, or people or anything that could. Man, I personally think that Black Panther could beat Batman, because how is Batman? And Black Panther knows a lot, just as much as martial arts as Batman.
Oh, which Black Panther? Are we going to T'Challa Black Panther, or is there another Black Panther you're referring to? Because
T'Challa.
I can see that being a interesting fight, but is T'Challa allowed to use his suit?
I'm going straight suit. Like, Batman can use his suits, his gadgets, and whatnot. And all Black Panther has is the suit, which is made of vibranium.
Okay. Was he allowed to use that, that Black Panther juice, whatever it was called? I forgot the exact term, but it was a flower or something?
Oh, no. Just the suit, which is made of vibranium. All of his fighting skills and whatnot, no juice magic. Just straight up, hand to hand, you know, Batman could use his batarang or whatever, and Black Panther just uses his straight hands.
Okay, that could be a good fight that I see. And I'm getting a text from David from Hermosa, California. Do you guys remember the Thunderbirds? That was a 70s series. I've heard of it through the power of Geek Osmosis. I'm probably going to check it out. You know, alter myself up a bit. James, that series sound familiar to you at all?
Okay. I'm sorry, I didn't quite hear that. What'd you say?
Thunderbirds. It was a show from the 70s. Do you remember that?
I don't remember much of that show. I vaguely remember.
But I couldn't do a whole episode on it without some prep time. So
I would have to see like maybe a few episodes and I could give like a fair opinion.
Okay, that's fair. And I got to be honest, as much as I was looking forward to Spider-Man No Way Home, I kind of felt like we got robbed. We didn't get the Sinister Six we were hoping for. We just got, like, what, the Fearsome Five?
Yeah, like, honestly, I felt in the term blue ball because as you saw from Venom 2, Venom got sucked into the MCU, and then I was hoping we'd get, like, some sort of, like, you know, maybe, like, Easter egg or maybe something coming up. But we didn't get anything, and I was very upset about that.
Hell, I would have even accepted Cooper Grace Venom, just so we could say we have our Sinister Six.
Tober Grace. That's just fantastic. But no, nobody needs to see Tober Grace. I'm good off that, but here's my question. I have to ask you this. So obviously from San Diego Comic-Con, we got all the trailers and whatnot. Spider-Man's freshman year is going to be animated. Is that a show? Is that starring Tom Holland? Is that a different Spider-Man? What do you know about Spider-Man freshman year?
As far as MCU goes, I think any Spider-Man thing will be Tom Holland. Unless we get the other one from Spider-Man, the Multiverse, the Sony one. What's his name? I'm kind of spit Miles Morales. But even
Miles Morales.
Don't think
Miles Morales.
Yeah, thank you. I was spacing on the name. But, yeah, no, even then it would just be frickin' Tom Holland. I mean, I get it. Spider-Man's, like, the fourth most popular comic in the world. like globally. And in case you're wondering, the first three are in order from least to most by global sales. Batman, One Piece, and then Superman.
That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense.
Oh.
But is it animated, though? Do you know if it's animated? Because I believe it's animated along with the series What If and Marvel Zombies.
I mean, it's kind of a weird turn that they're from one of a film franchise that does a live action is now doing animated. I mean, I get it. You can get away a lot more stuff from animated than you can just do the live action. That makes sense. But honestly, I feel like if we don't get freaking Danny DeVito as Mole Man for the MCU, I'm just going to give up on Marvel altogether. That's all I'm saying.
I remember we had this conversation off air, and you were telling me about this. And it's quite funny, though, because I think Danny DeVito would be perfect. And I'm sorry, but I need Squirrel Girl to be in the MCU. I want Squirrel Girl. She freaking defeated Thanos. I need Squirrel Girl to be in the MCU. If I don't get Squirrel Girl, I'm going to be very upset.
I mean, she's definitely an attention grabber. I'll give you that. But for as long as we're pitching ideas and actors, I feel like Kathy Bates would do well as Granny Goodness for the DC universe. What are your thoughts on that?
I agree. I could see it. I definitely could see it. Like, you know, she would be perfect. And no arguments from here. Which also, stick with the DC just for a little bit. Obviously, you heard about the controversy that's going on with Ezra Miller. Is there any thoughts on, is he still going to be the Flash? Are they going to ask Grant Gustin to be the Flash? Do you have any idea what's going to happen with that Flash movie that's up in the air because of what's going on with Ezra Miller and his legal issues?
They're probably going to do the same thing with Amber Heard and just kick him out. And I get it. It's kind of sad that there are times where we can't separate the art from the artist. But in this case, that's a very good reason to not be able to do that. So thank you for everything, Ezra Miller, but you will be met by somebody.
It ain't me. I can tell you that. It ain't me.
Yeah.
I ain't going to miss you. Like, I can tell you that. Sticking with Marvel, like, you also heard what they're going through with Phase 6, and they're going to, and Kang the Conqueror is supposed to be the big bad. What are your thoughts on Kang the Conqueror being this version's Thanos?
I welcome that idea. As long as we can get Keith David as Beta Ray Bill, I'm all for it.
I'm for it as well. I think that'd be very interesting. I'm just curious because I'm a fan of Jonathan Majors. If you don't know who Jonathan Majors, y'all gotta go check him out. Go see Loki. He's a fantastic actor. I'm really, really curious to see how they're gonna do this version of Kang the Conqueror. So it's gonna be something. And speaking of something,
as long as
you heard about
with Mandarin, I'm all for that. I feel like Mandarin was just such a big disappointment.
Yeah, that was pretty upsetting to say the least. Not gonna lie to you, was a little bit underwhelmed with that. You know, but just have to hope that Marvel actually like does it justice, because there have been times where Marvel kind of like wet the bed. Like, I'm sure you saw Thor. I'm sure you saw Love and Thunder. And
no,
I gotta be honest.
Not yet.
You have not? You have not. Okay.
I have
so
not.
So I won't say anything. Then I will not say anything. I thought you have.
Yeah, no, sorry. I don't
exactly
make a change right now. And I'm trying to save my money for Terrificon and see if I can get some phenomenal guests there. Like, say, Jim Cummings or Pelt, going back to DC. Kevin Conroy. That would be an awesome show.
Kevin Conroy is the GOAT. He's fantastic. He's great. Really fed of Kevin Conroy. Like,
and for those
people
that are, unfamiliar with Kevin Conroy, he's voiced Batman more times than I can count, most notably in the DCAU. And has even voiced older Bruce Wayne when he realized he's too old and can't carry on the mantle of Batman, so he's now training his son to train him again.
Ah, that was great. That's fantastic. Like, now, are you cool with the Joker being a musical?
Well, I'm torn. On the one hand, I think they need to use other villains other than Joker because he's been used to death. On the other hand, I do like Lady Gaga, and I am partially interested in the fact. So I'm kind of torn. I mean, I don't absolutely hate it, the idea, but I'm not in love with it either.
I don't know. It's just that I love Margot Robbie as Harley Quinn, and to see Lady Gaga, it's just weird, man. It's weird to see, that's more for, like, musicals, man. It's not supposed to be in theaters. This is not like A Star Is Born or anything.
I don't know. It just feels like every time we see a rapper or a singer or some guy that does commercials or hell, even athletes, we all automatically see them as movie stars. It's just a very weird transition. It's like, oh, okay, so I can say the words. I therefore can automatically can act.
I mean, that's true. I mean, look at Space Jam. Everyone thought that LeBron James could act, and that was an abomination of a movie.
It really was. They even got rid of Pepe Le Pew for what? Being in love with a cat thinks it's junk?
It's weird, because Pepe Le Pew symbolizes what love should be. You love someone, and you never give up on your dreams, and then you will pursue the person that you love. And then, because of that, all of a sudden, it's like, oh, my God, no! How could you? And it's like, really?
So wait,
really?
Hold on. You're okay with a questionably racist mouth, but an enamorous skunk, that's where you draw the line?
That's the line, Tyler. That's the line right there. An enamored skunk that loves so much, that's where they draw the line, right there.
I know, but if Space Jam had any saving grace, it's the fact they did the whole Michael Jordan, but it was Michael B. Jordan. I was hoping some movie or franchise would do that, and they did that well. But that's their only saving grace. The only reason Space Jam exists is for Warner Brothers to show off everything we have. We have DC Comics. We have Game of Thrones. We have Animaniacs.
Basically what it was, Tyler, it was merch. It was just to show off merch and to show, like, the type of stuff to show for the commercials. Hey, Game of Thrones is with us. Harry Potter's with us. Hey, look at us. We're Warner Brothers. Look what we own. It's kind of like if Marvel decides to make a flex. Like, hey, we got Disney. We got ESPN. We got Hulu. We got everything. It's like, really? We don't care.
Pretty much. And to wrap this up, Marvel's Phase 4 isn't their best work, but it's not as bad as DCEU right now. And hopefully Phases 5 and 6 will step in a more, I don't want to say better direction, but yeah, let's just say a better direction than what we have now.
I agree. The DCEU is in turmoil. The Marvel Phase 4 was underwhelming. It wasn't terrible by any means, but it was a bit underwhelming. And hopefully Phase 5, you know, can be the start of something like, you know, like a reborn, like a refresh. Like, you know, all right, like we got what we got out of the Phase 4. I feel like Phase 4 was in a holding pattern for hopefully what Phase 5 and Phase 6 can be.
All right, and that's our show. Thank you all for listening. James, thanks for taking the time out of your busy schedule to be here. And tune in next week. I got another wonderful show for you. What is it? Well, you're just going to have to wait and find out. Until next time, everybody, stay geeky. Mark, do you want to take the reins on this?
Thanks.